Track 11, The Art of Florigami. Meg Lauder tells us how she transforms paper into beautiful pieces of floral art.
Florigami. Looking at Meg Lauder's incredibly realistic floral creations, it's hard to believe that they start life as flat pieces of paper. It's only when you get up close that you realise they're not the real thing. For Meg, it was the discovery of American paper flower artist Tiffany Turner's work on Instagram that brought all her skills and passions together. I've always worked with paper as hobbies. It was my happy place. I've done paper craft. I was a bookbinder for a while, and I've done a lot of paper cutting. I couldn't believe I hadn't found it before. It combined my love of paper and my love of flowers. She bought Tiffany's book to try it for herself, and there was no starting small. I started off with the biggest one she had in the book, which was an enormous giant peony, which was about a metre across. So I'd bitten off the biggest bit that I could find, but I wanted the challenge, she says. The seeds of something bigger were sown when she took what she had been learning to her monthly art group. She was making snowdrops, and one of her friends asked if she could show her how it was done, and also loved it. She said, "You should be teaching this. It's an absolute joy," says Meg. "It's so relaxing and it taps into something on a deeper level. I was feeling it, so it was great that she was feeling it and my friends were feeling it too." And so Meg organised two trial paper flower making workshops for her friends. And after receiving constructive feedback, Florigami was launched. It was quite the pivot for Meg, who was training for a new career as a massage therapist at the time. Meg grew up in Norfolk and her creativity was encouraged by her mum and her grandmother. "I loved painting in my bedroom. I would sit for hours after doing my homework and paint. After school, I went to Bristol to study graphic design, and then I ended up in London working with a really lovely photographer as his assistant." Meg then moved to Australia, where jobs included working for a picture framer and bookbinding. When she moved back, she started up a food business, which closed during the pandemic, and that prompted her to train in massage. "I finished my massage diploma and then I never used it. I sold my massage table and I became a paper flower maker instead. It's like I've handed myself my dream job," she says. And that job has grown and grown. Meg offers workshops at her home at Keswick on the outskirts of Norwich and further afield, including at Holcombe Hall and Reef Make and Do in Little Walsingham. This September, she and fellow paper flower artist Ling Warlow are holding a weekend-long retreat at Little Massingham Manor. She also does private events for special occasions such as hen parties. And each of Meg's workshops are themed around a different flower, ranging from peonies and poppies to roses, magnolia and hellebore. It's really hard to put into words what it taps into, but it just seems to reach a place that is a real connection between that joy of the natural world and real flowers, which do bring so much pleasure, and actually then creating it, she says. Meg makes her flowers out of Italian and German crepe paper. When you say crepe paper, people imagine that stretchy stuff that used to bleed colour all over your fingers at school and never stuck to anything. I started off with that and it was useless. It fell to pieces and I couldn't do anything with it. And then I bought some proper crepe paper. And when you learn how to manipulate it, it's incredibly versatile. I tend to use the German crepe paper, which is really fine and takes the colour and holds its shape beautifully. Meg dyes the paper by hand. For some colours, she'll use coffee as a dye and paints on the finer details. When people come to the workshops, I put the flowers in the middle of the table and some of them can't tell that the flowers are made of paper until they touch them, she says. Meg's workshops, which range from 3 hours to a day, sound like a joyful experience, especially as there's a break for coffee and homemade brownies. On the full-day courses, we go deeper into the flower. I've done a full-day magnolia course where you make flowers, leaves and buds to go onto a real branch. So we make a sculptural piece. And she takes great pleasure from seeing the positive effects that being creative has on people. People sometimes come to the evening workshops, running in, stressed from work, saying sorry that they're late. And you give them a piece of crepe paper and tell them to stretch it. And you see from their face that they're just starting to relax. You're working with your hands on something that's actually malleable and with such lovely results. It's a bit like gardening when you're getting your hands in the soil, she says. Meg sells make-at-home kits for people who have learned the techniques at one of her workshops and want to make larger pieces. At the Rose one, we make a rose, a bud and a little spray of leaves, and the kit's got five more roses. Meg is looking forward to co-hosting Flourishing, a paper flower retreat at Little Massingham Manor with Ling Warlow at Little Massingham Manor from the 25th to the 28th of September. Meg and Ling, who lives on the Wirral but whose parents live in Norwich, met online. As well as lots of flower making, there'll be delicious food created by Katie from Little Pie Patisserie. And she says that her workshops prove all of us can be creative and benefit from disconnecting from our phone screens for a while. People love the challenge. A lot of people come into my classes and look at my flowers that I've got on my table and they say, oh, mine's not going to look like that. I'm so uncreative. I can't do that. And then they walk out saying, I can't believe I made this. There's craft in all of us. You've just got to be open to doing it. Meg posts details of her upcoming workshops on social media. You can follow her at florigami.paperflower.